Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, it is Sunday, late on Sunday afternoon, and I really enjoy doing some of my podcast on a Sunday because with it being so close to the week, I kind of have an immediate sense of satisfaction knowing that those of you that listen to the podcast straight away are going to immediately benefit moving into next week or the next week. Today's episode, I really want to be a motivational, inspirational one for you because it's all habit focused. And if you follow my social media feed, which I hope you do, you follow my Instagram and Facebook, you'll know that this weekend I had my business mastery seminar, and I was speaking in front of 60 incredibly passionate fitness professionals. And one of the most important things that came up was bad habits. Oh, you know, I fall into these bad habits. And to be honest with you, I haven't done much education for about a year now. And it kind of reminds me that whenever I do a podcast, whenever I share any kind of valuable information with you, that they're all reinforcements. You know, a lot of stuff that I share, sometimes, you know, it's information that you know. But one of the things about, you know, being in environments and speaking in front of people is I get direct questions. And a lot of the questions that I got asked yesterday, or a good percentage of the questions that I got asked, were kind of like, you know, how do you do this? How do you keep structure? How do you keep order? And it's very, very clear that, you know, timekeeping and sticking to certain habits and success habits. You know, a book that I read when I was younger, which was Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And he has so many different principles that you really should live by. And ultimately, one of the things with habits is that they become a focused habit, a conscious habit, until they become a subconscious habit. And one of the things I was trying to explain to the guys yesterday is that, you know, becoming better at your craft, becoming a better trainer, is all about enforcing a habit, making sure it becomes part of you, becomes part of your daily routine, and then learning a new one. And then what happens is that, you know, sometimes you've got to write your habits down, the commitments that you're making to yourself down, and you have to constantly remind yourself of them. And I find myself, you know, very often talking to somebody and they say that they do this, and I go, I've forgotten, I've stopped doing that. And, you know, I say even I, you know, I'm as human being as just as you are, and I switch in and out sometimes of doing things that I'm very consistent with when I replace them with something else. And it's hard to manage a lot of success behaviors, habits. So they have to be something that you reinforce all the time. They have to be something that you almost go over. And whether or not it's listening to podcasts, whether or not it's going to courses, you know, especially at the weekend, listening to some of the guys ask me questions about habits and routine and structure, because they hadn't been on a course for quite a long time and evidently not read a lot for quite a long time, it was evident that being on the seminar, it was so important for me to just reinforce some of the habits because they can go away and start putting them back in place or for the first time. So what I wanted to do was talk to you about some of the habits that will allow you to, in this podcast, stand out. Because as a fitness professional, if you fly beneath the radar, so to speak, if you keep a low profile, if you do your job at an average level, you're never going to excel. You're never going to progress. And we discussed at the seminar yesterday the idea that not everybody wants to be hugely financially successful. There's a level that they want to achieve. And there's a level of professionalism that certain people want to achieve. You know, I'm happy to work with this level of clientele. But I guarantee you, if you're listening to the podcast right now, whatever level you want to get to, you're not there. And so today's podcast, teaching you some strategies to put in place to help you stand out, is going to take you closer to the level, whatever it is that you want to get to. And I reinforce that, whatever level it is that you want to get to, not what I think you should get to. Every step of your career, your life, you should be given opportunities to explore the next step, where you could go. But you should never have where you're going defined by what somebody else thinks you should do. So I want you to go through these with me today, these strategies to help you stand out, and just apply the ones you know are appropriate for you. I certainly know that throughout my career, one of my goals was continually to become better known. And I can't do that flying under the radar. You have to do certain habits of excellence, should I call them. Areas where you're stepping up, you're leveling up, because no one really notices average. People notice people that are doing great things. So let's get started. Episode 84, 10 strategies to help you stand out. Number one is something that I have talked about at great length, but it's very important to start with it. It's over-delivering. Do more, be more, care more. There's always a little bit more you can do. Yesterday at the seminar, I said to everybody, do we all agree that there is more that you could be doing right now? And they're like, yes. And what do you think you could be doing more of? I could be turning up on time better. I could be communicating with my clients more. You know, and point number one, being over-delivering, it's doing that extra little bit. You know, it's making sure that you put more effort into your emails, put more effort into your text messages, put more effort into everything that you do. And be more considerate. Think more about your clients when you're not with them. Is there something extra that you could be doing? I'm going to talk at length about your coaching in a minute, but again, doing more within the training sessions, and I'll explain that in more detail, but over deliver. You can't do too much for people. And in fact, if you want to stand out, people will be like, I can't believe what they've done above and beyond. I can't believe they've decided to message me even 4 days after I last saw them. So there's always more that you can do to over deliver. And trust me, that helps you stand out a huge, great deal. Number two, make all your PT sessions look like workouts, coaching sessions, as opposed to social sessions. That takes discipline. But when people watch you over and over again delivering professional coaching amongst a lot of trainers that deliver very mediocre training sessions or conversations with their clients, where your clients aren't really being trained or coached, and you, with the over-delivery kind of principle, can make your training sessions look harder or more intense. There's always more when it comes to training a client, because we get tired, you get slightly lazy, and your training sessions look like almost like you're filling an hour. And I'll give you this little tip. If you feel that the level of your coaching session could go up, it can. But you've got to ask yourself that question during the training session. What does this PT session look like from an outsider who's more skilled than me, more experienced than me? What would they think? And I never forget, in my early days as a PT, being told by my PT manager at the time, at all times am I a value to my client. If you want to stand out, your coaching sessions should look like you're providing high value at all times. So that's a question to ask yourself. Number three. Send out more than just your programming. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if somebody signs up with you, whether it's online, whether it's face-to-face in the gym, and you write a quick diet plan and you send out a training program, and that's it. And I mentioned this yesterday at the seminar. If clients are coming back to you and saying many, many questions, it's because you've not taken enough care to answer the most simplest of things that they're bound to ask. So whether or not you provide a booklet with frequently asked questions, whether or not you have a Dropbox link or a Vimeo link with videos where you provide your clients with access to majority of what they need, flexibility tutorials, exercise demonstrations if they're going to be training with you quite infrequently, nutrition guidelines, recipe plans. Imagine a question's going to fire back at you. You've got to answer it. And if you can provide more than majority of people will, you'll stand out because your client is going to tell everybody, I can't believe I've invested in this and I get all this. You know, so you're going to stand out. They might want to share about you on Insta story, just going through videos that my client sent me. Can't believe the level of information that my client trainer sent me that's helping me get started. It helps you stand out by doing something remarkable, something different. So if you're going to get questions from your clients, hit them head on by sending more than their training program and nutrition plan at the beginning of the process. Send them everything that they need to the point where they shouldn't ask you any questions. They've got everything that they need ahead of time. Number four, personal presentation. Now, if you are a professional five-star coach, you'd be concerned about the fit of your clothes, the presentation of yourself on a day-to-day basis. Now, whether or not that personal presentation is down to you being overweight, whether or not that personal presentation to you is just actually being not even the type of shape that represents what you're professionally marketing yourself as, even it's down to your clothes being old, whether your tracksuit bottoms, your shorts fit, whether or not your top fits or whether it's old, whether it looks shabby, whether you've not ironed it. Personal training is a high quality, high revenue generating for a majority of coaches profession, and therefore your personal presentation matters. Haircut, beard trim, hygiene, smell. Very, very, very important in terms of standing out. People notice this because around a lot of mediocre trainers, a lot of average trainers, you have the opportunity to step up by just adding that little edge. Number five, market harder than anybody else. Now, when I say market harder, marketing, online, if you want more clients, you've got to be more consistent. But people have got to see you more regularly. You've got to show up more regularly. You stand out because your content is already always seen. It's the same for on the ground. If you're forever seen talking to people, if you're ever seen helping people all the time, people are going to be like that trainer never stops. That trainer is always marketing. That trainer is always supporting people in the gym. In the early days of me coaching, in my local town, everybody saw my marketing. They were like, oh, I can't move for your marketing. Great, I'm standing out. Nowadays on social media, people are seeing my content all the time. It's a discipline of mine, but I know it makes me stand out. And over the years, I know all the coaches that I've helped all over the world, it's helped them to stand out too. So if you think that you're kind of blending into everywhere and you're, you know, potentially just the same as everybody else, step up your marketing. Stand alone, set your own rules in terms of how often and how frequently you're going to help people, market, put content out, write articles, write blogs. And you know, talking to the trainers yesterday, it's not easy. It's not easy. Putting your content out consistently, speaking to people every single day is not easy. But when it becomes everything that you are and everything that you do, and it becomes a habit, again, Monday mornings, I'm going to go through the list that Mark's given me of 10 things here, and am I sloppy with any of them? And if you are, then it's your opportunity to take two of them and put them in place and make sure that they stick. They become subconscious. You've got to get into the habit of everything being subconscious, you know? So marketing harder, whether it's face-to-face or online, most people don't do enough of it, or they do it for a little bit and then drop off. I've shown up day after day, year after year, and it shows. Not only in the growth of your business, but just people see it and it stands out. The next point, number seven, or should I say number six actually, is to help people without asking for anything in return. And it kind of goes hand in hand with point five, marketing more than other people. You know, a lot of the time it's, oh, they've asked me a question, move on. Somebody's asked you a question online. Go above and beyond. Go back to the beginning, over deliver. Help people without asking for anything, because the law of reciprocation, you know, if you help and just make it your duty to help, to not be lazy at work, to not be lazy and not answer any questions, not talk to anybody, not look for questions, but just help people. If you want to stand out, people will say that he never, ever moans about helping people. She never moans about helping people. But you've got to want to. You got to want to stand out in the first place. And that's another way of really, really standing out. Number seven, achieve better results or superior results than anybody else. One thing that I was asked yesterday, you know, what's contributed to my growth and development over the years as a trainer? And I committed to one major thing in the early days. It was to achieve better results than anybody else. Achieve better results than anybody else. And I put a measure on what I thought was a great transformation in the industry standard. And I said, I'll do better. And initially, I did better than by getting my transformations in world-leading press. But it might be that you get your transformations in a local magazine and no one's ever been on one. Or a local website or a local Facebook page presenting your work. But to stand out, you can't be putting the same out as everybody else. And if you put results out, whether or not they end up being photo shoots, whether or not it's the quality of the imagery, whether it's how you lay it out on the page, you've got to look at what's better than you currently in the area, and how can you trump that? How can you level up from that? How can you do better and more than that? Superior stands out, and that is essential when it comes to growing your fitness business. Your results, a lot of people will talk about, put content out there, keep talking your content, tell everybody about what you know, how you can help them solve their problems, and people are like, that's great. But if they can't see your results, they can't understand whether or not you can do it, somebody else that can prove that they can do it is going to win every single time. But it's about standing out here. And when somebody sees your website versus somebody else, when somebody sees the results of the clients you're working with and sees somebody else's, and yours are far superior, they will turn to you. Trust me. It wins every single time. Point number eight. Make progress with yourself and show it. It's essential that you're growing. It's essential that you are presenting your progress as an athlete, as a coach. A lot of trainers will say, I see trainers at seminars. They're not committed to their own development. Then I see other coaches and they put their hand up when I say, who's full? Whose diary is full? Who's got a waiting list? It's trainers that are in shape. Now, if you're going to train bodybuilders, be a bodybuilder. If you're going to train weight loss, be in shape. Don't be overweight. And that commitment to your personal self, your professional self, those two things, your personal self, your professional self, and your physical self, your body is such an important part of your representation of your standards. And if you want to stand out, people are going to notice your commitment to growth and development in yourself, your own body. People notice your progress. People notice how much work you put into yourself. And I want you to stop for a minute and say to you, yeah, do you know, I'm not giving enough attention to myself. And maybe if I go through these points with Mark, I could market harder. I could improve my personal presentation. I could make my personal trainings look more professional and like I'm putting more effort into the training sessions. So you've got to make progress with yourself and then either document it or make sure if you're on the gym floor that people see that. People see that you're changing. Talk to people about how you're progressing yourself. Number nine, you've got to push your clients in the gym. It's very easy when you get busy, going hand in hand, to be fair, with point number two, but make your PT sessions look like workouts. And that's down to being professional. Conducting them as professional workouts, making sure that you're not being swayed to too long conversations, because people notice this lackluster, lazy coaching, which looks like more than a friendship and being paid to have a chat. They've noticed that. But point number nine is less to do with just the professionalism and getting swayed into having conversations. This is to do with actually pushing people. When somebody hires you for a training session, they're hiring you for a training session. Now, there may be times when you've got to have 5 or 10 minutes having a discussion with them, but take that off the gym floor. Take that into the assessment room. Take them to the coffee shop. Sit down and say, we need to talk through some of the psychology, behaviors and habits and areas that I want you to improve. But when we get on the gym floor, of course you're going to have conversations. But don't be lazy. Put your hard work into coaching your client. And trust me, other people will see you. Other people will see that effort that you're coaching with your clients and go, do you know what? He or she's one of the first trainers that I've seen that actually takes their client through the full training session and making them work hard. I say this so many times, the level that your client works at is going to be less when they work on their own. So if you can get your client to work hard when they're with you, then when they're on their own, they're going to work even harder than they were doing before you started to push them. It's so important. And then number 10 is don't be the same as everybody else. If you are in the gym, I mean, online coaches, guys, you have to be disciplined. I mean disciplined. But if you work in a gym, it's easy to finish a training session, go and sit and have coffee. It's easy to jump in the car with one of the trainers and nip off for some food when you should be running your business. You should be focusing on lead generation, marketing. You should be getting out on the gym floor. You should be following up with your client's programming. I'd like anybody in the gym to watch me when I was younger and look across and go, like, he's forever working. He's always developing his business. He's always talking to customers. But watch what everybody else does and create something that's completely unique. It's just you. Don't get lazy. Don't get drawn into being lazy. And I tell you, if you work on your own, you have to be uber disciplined to get up in the morning and set the rules for you. I get up at 6. I have coffee. I have food. I do my emails, or I read, or whatever I do. You got to have a strict hour-to-hour template of how you run and operate your business. Thursday afternoon, I'm off. Tuesday afternoon, I'll train. Wednesday, I don't train. You need to be very, very disciplined, because most average people don't have discipline. Most average people don't follow habits. Most average people don't have serious goals that they are actually striving towards. So if you want to stand out, if you want people to see you doing more, and say to other people, look at the way they operate their business. Being in a position where you stand out gets you talked about by other people. As a professional that wants to grow your business, grow your brand, your personal brand, your reputation, you can't be the same as everybody else. That's why we have brands. That's why we have personal brands, because it distinguishes our place in the marketplace. That's you. This is how you operate. This is what standards you set for yourself. And then you start to craft your place. People see you. People notice you. You stand out. And if you go through, you know, over-delivering, you under-deliver. You don't really do as much as you possibly could. You know, your training sessions look a bit lackluster. You just send out workouts. You don't really go above and beyond. Your personal presentation, it's not particularly great, etc., etc. And you start to realize that, how on earth am I ever going to stand out? How on earth am I ever going to have my brand stand in front of people so people go, wow, and they notice you? It's not going to happen. And so a lot of the episodes that I talk to you guys on the podcast is about reinforcing day-to-day habits of your ability to achieve success. Because, you know, a lot of you have studied fat loss, you've studied hormones, a lot of you have studied nutrition, and you've been through the training that I've actually put on with my team at M10. You know, the science behind training, the programming, the training side of actually becoming a better coach. And if you haven't, I would love to see you at one of our seminars this year, or one of our coaching weekends as well. But your success is only really going to come down to your ability to keep up with these habits on a day-to-day basis to get people to notice you and stand out. So I've gone through 10 today. 10 strategies to help you stand out. 10 strategies that you've got to write down. Over-deliver. Make PT sessions look like a workout. Send out more than just a program. Your personal presentation. Market harder than anybody else. Help people without asking for anything. Achieve better results than anybody else. Make progress with yourself and show it. Showcase it. Push your clients in the gym. Don't get sloppy. Don't be lazy. Don't be the same as everybody else. If everybody else is lazy and sloppy, you set your standards and you will stand out. And if you can maintain these, you're going to be in a way better position with your business and your brand. Guys, as always, it's my absolute pleasure. And I see this as a privilege. I know I've been doing this a heck of a long time, but even yesterday, standing in front of the trainers and realizing that my responsibility now that I've put on my shoulders is to help you. And I mean this when I say it. If you've got to this point in the podcast, I mean this. My mission is to help you achieve a fulfilling, happy and successful career. Whatever success means to you, if it's wealthy and making more money, great. Grind, get the work in, put all my habits in place and push forward and make big decisions. If it's to achieve incredible results with your clients and be known as a great trainer, then you've got to do the things that are necessary to become a great trainer. If you're at the beginning of your career and you don't really know where you should be, you know, I hope that the podcast is providing inspiration, education, and giving you support along the way. But I'm very grateful for the opportunity to share the podcast with you on a week-to-week basis. Guys, as always, if this podcast has helped you, please do me a favor. Do the fitness industry a favor and do your colleagues a favor. Share the podcast episode on Instagram. Please drop me a DM. Let me know if it's helped you. And please, as always, guys, ask me any questions. If you've ever messaged me before, you know I get back to you. You know, one of my points on here is the fact that you've got to give to receive. And I give a lot. And then, of course, I receive. You guys come and see me at seminars. You listen to the podcast. You come on the mentorships, my masterminds, which gives me a better opportunity to get in front of you to actually impact you in a greater way. And whilst the podcasts do a great thing, standing in front of 60 coaches yesterday and impacting you, if you were there visually, face-to-face, it was powerful, and I thank everybody that came to London to meet with me, and I look forward to any of you that are going to be at the seminars or practical weekends and they're coming to meet myself and the team at M10 at any stage through the year. All the seminars and practical weekends are available still at the early bird price. Go to m10life.com/education. All the dates are available. I look forward to seeing you. It is Sunday. Have an incredible week. Be strong. Set habits, be focused, and above all else, give your clients another 25% extra this week. And trust me, you'll see the difference. Have a fantastic week, and I'll speak to you soon.